Kokomo Z92.5, 708 as we turn up the Feel Good. We have special guests in studio with us this morning. Stephanie is with us from Community First Bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking before you came in, Stephanie, about a bride who got a little persnickety on Facebook about people asking her questions. And you are with child.
I am.
Is that all people ask you about now?
Yes.
People are like, okay, so are you pregnant? You're pregnant?
Yes, I am pregnant.
When's that baby coming?
It's going to come out hopefully sooner rather than later. But not till December 19th. That's my due date.
Do people say things like, oh, you're carrying high, you must be having a girl. Yeah. Or you're carrying low, you must be having a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? That's a thing.
Oh,
that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what we're having. We're keeping it a surprise.
Okay.
And that has, like, made people go crazy.
People probably don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. No. So, like, I have people constantly, like, touching my belly, like, oh, this is a girl. My aunt said, you're kind of getting wide from behind. I think it's a boy.
Thank
and I was
you.
Like,
what?
Already
would you
then?
Like to rephrase that to the pregnant lady?
Yeah.
One more shot, aunt.
I'm going to give you one more shot to
you're
make that
growing.
Right.
You're growing. It must be twins.
Yeah. No, there's only one. We're pretty positive.
Stephanie with us again from Community First Bank this morning. Stephanie, you have a special guest.
I do.
Dante's here from the Carver Community Center.
Yes. He's going to talk about all kinds of stuff they've got going on over there.
All right, step on up to the microphone. Let's talk quickly. Tell folks what the Carver Community Center is if they're not familiar with what you do.
Carver Community Center is a center for all walks of life. We have kindergartens all the way to senior citizens. I think our oldest senior that comes through there every morning is 88 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what does that senior come to the Carver Community Center for?
That senior plays pickleball every morning.
I love it.
And he's very good.
He's
very
good.
He kicks my butt.
So people come to the Carver Community Center for all sorts of different things. I know in the summertime we have meet up, eat up, and read up there.
Yes.
And I know that we'll be voting at the Carver Community Center. There's lots of different things that are happening at Carver Community Center for everyone here in our community. Let's talk programs. What do you offer in terms of programming?
Well, we offer, of course, all kinds of sports, and we're going more towards our education program. We have a great art program. Of course, basketball is coming up, and we're starting a new program. Actually, two new programs.
Ooh.
One is volleyball. We want to have competitive volleyball. We partner with IUK coaches. Hopefully, we'll create a traveling volleyball team for this spring. And we have a new Lego robotic team developing
right now.
Our first event will be in November. And so we're getting the team together, getting the coaches, and getting some robots. And so we're very excited about that one because everybody – it's not going to be a basketball player.
You know, that's a good point. That's a very good point because, you know, you go to play sports to exercise and to learn teamwork. But athletic events are not the only things that you can learn those types of skills from.
Yes.
Robotics is another one. So let's talk age ranges. When you're talking volleyball or robotics, what age range of kiddos are you speaking to here?
Well, we're talking far as volleyball. We want to definitely touch a little bit on the middle school level.
Okay.
Because we want a feeder program. But we want to develop a strong high school level where we can invite various coaches throughout the county and county girls. This is for girls. Develop a traveling team. There's nothing like that around in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
They have it in other cities, Lafayette, Muncie, and places like that. So it's well needed.
You know, volleyball is one of those sports that you have to start. I think you should start at a very young age because the technique is so important. I mean, there are things when it comes to basketball, anybody can toss up a basket, but technique when it comes to volleyball and form, that's huge, and it's important to learn that young.
And there's some very, very good athletes, young ladies that we have in Howard County right now.
Sure.
That's very talented in volleyball. You know, so.
So we've got volleyball, we've got robotics. What else are you doing at the Carver Community Center?
Well, I mean, I have a very good art program, and it's Monday through Friday. We have a youth art and advanced youth art, and we have a canvas art for adults.
That's awesome.
And so those programs are doing very well. We have a game room where kids just come play games. I'm teaching pool when I can. Other than just picking up a video and playing Xbox and PlayStation. So teaching some of that old school stuff, you know, there at Carver Center. And, again, we're excited that all the kids are coming through for our educational program. That means that we have after-school tutoring.
That's awesome.
And we have IUK tutors. We have several volunteers. And that's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 7. And also our boxers is required to go Tutoring Tuesdays for 30 minutes.
I like that. I like that a lot. So if folks are listening this morning, they want to get their kids involved. Maybe it's in art. Maybe it's in robotics. Maybe it's in basketball or boxing at the Carver Community Center. What's the first place to start? Should we get a hold of you? Should we stop in?
Well, you know what I would do? We have a new assistant director at right now. Her name is Martha Warner, and she's developed a very nice website.
All right.
So visit our website, and you can go through there and see what's going on at any time. Look at our calendar, and then you can come in here, or you can call us, and we can explain what's coming up. We have events coming up. We have Artisan Market coming up in November.
That's awesome.
Because we're in blackout right now. You know, we're doing nothing.
United Way Agency.
United Way Blackout, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have Artisan Market come out, and it's for artists, and it's for craftsmen to have to buy a booth, a 10x10 booth, and just something else just different, you know, as a fundraiser for Carver.
I like that. Carver Community Center, growing on the north side of Kokomo. Yes. That's for sure. Good things are happening. You guys are working really hard, and we sure do appreciate it.
All right.
Stephanie, if we have any questions about Community First Bank, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call me at 765-236-0600.
And if you see Stephanie between now and December 19th, don't mention that she's pregnant. I'm just kidding. You should. 7:15, Tuesday morning. Turn up the feel good.